105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The Fairfax County School Board believes it has found justice for Jeb Stuart High School.
The motion carries. Thank
it you. Took more than 4 hours of debate, but in the end, the word justice is what the school board came up with on a 7-4 vote to replace the name of the Confederate War General. Sandra Evans was a prime supporter.
Today we are writing a wrong of the past.
The change will not take effect until 2019. For now, school officials are tasked with devising a plan to make the change.
We just wrote an $800,000 or something like that blank check.
Board member Elizabeth Schultz blasted her colleagues for ordering the fix without a plan to pay for it. John Matthews on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Newly released government files on the JFK assassination reveal that in 1963, theories were already flying all over Washington, and not everyone was buying the idea that Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone. There was a memo, for example, from Richard Helms, the then deputy CIA director.
Even Kennedy's successor, Lyndon B. Johnson, is said to have entertained another theory to explain the assassination. According to Helms, Johnson claimed that Kennedy was killed as payback for the assassination of Vietnam's president, and this was just justice, even though Helms said there was no evidence of this claim in agency records.
Correspondent Brianna Keeler. Some nasty rainy weather's coming to our way this weekend, says National Weather Service forecaster Ray Martin.
Not all the details are, you know, well defined yet, but right now we're looking at a period or maybe two periods of moderate to heavy rain Saturday night into Sunday. Could be an inch or two of rain, maybe locally more. And it could come down pretty hard for a period.
On the upside, Martin says the rain will not become snow. It's just too warm for that. The D.C. Council's making plans for a statue honoring the late Marion Barry outside the Wilson Building. Council member and former Mayor Vince Gray is among those supporting the idea.
It is the right thing, Mr. Chairman, to do to celebrate the life, the accomplishments, and the contributions of the man who became known as the Mayor for Life, and that is Marion Barry Jr. So, I look forward to being able to cast what I expect to be, hope to be, a unanimous vote.
Supporters want the statue in place by next March, in time to mark Marion Barry's birthday. A Montgomery County judge has sent a Bethesda woman back to prison for violating her parole for a drunk driving accident that killed two people. 33-year-old Kelly Lewes was convicted in a 2009 accident. After she was paroled, she got her driver's license back, but was required to use an ignition interlock device. Recently, Lewes had attempted to drive drunk again, so the judge has sent her back to prison for 16 years, and Montgomery County State's Attorney John McCarthy says that was the right thing to do.
The bottom line, this boils down to public safety. If she can't control her conduct, we can't make the people in this community safe.
The D.C. woman who threw a cup of urine on a Metro bus driver has pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor assault charge. Now 38-year-old Opal Brown faces up to 6 months in jail, a $1,000 fine, or both. Prototypes for President Trump's proposed border wall are now ready for testing.
Each prototype is between 18 and 30 feet in height and had to be built with certain specifications, including an underground foundation to deter tunneling. President Trump praised the progress on the wall during a speech about the opioid crisis Thursday.
Correspondent Andy Rose. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 23,401, the NASDAQ at 65,57. Sports, the Caps lose in Vancouver. The Ravens win big over Miami, but lose Joe Flacco, who has a concussion. The Wizards are at Golden State tonight, and it's Dodgers-Astros Game 3 tonight in Houston. WMAL News Time 8:04 up next. Traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
This is chock full of information.
It's Chris Plant.
This is a revelation.
9 to noon.
Thank God for that.
105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
How would you like a second source of income without having to work a second job? Does that sound just about too good to be true? Well, my friends at Online Trading Academy can show you how other people are doing this every day. You see, they have a patented core strategy that can help you learn how to follow what the big banks on Wall Street are doing and how profits are being made when the market goes up and even when it goes down.
Right now, they're offering a free do-it-yourself investor's kit,
so you can get started right away.
Call 877-304-TRADE.
You'll get two online classes, instructional videos, and a guide that will help you learn to build that second income. It's all free.
877-304-TRADE.
They will even throw in two free tickets to an upcoming workshop, so you can ask questions and learn more. The market is making all kinds of moves. Are you ready to move with it?
Call 877-304-TRADE. 877-304-TRADE. 877-304-8723.
Have your carpets looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
Stop by your area Jiffy Lube and experience the value of their signature service oil change. Get your tires rotated or wipers and lights replaced. Plus, at participating locations, they even provide brakes, tune-ups, and light mechanical repair. Visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
8:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, 28 commuters, Sully Road, south of Route 7. Better news for you, the crash before you get to Waxpool Road, that's been cleared. And I think Friday's in our favor here because quickly those delays are easing. So you are able to take that now. Shouldn't cost you too much extra time against southbound 28 to Waxpool. On the toll road, brief delay in Reston, brief delay coming off of the Greenway as well, but that's about it. On the Beltway, we're bunched up through Springfield toward Annandale past the Little River Turnpike. Top side of the Beltway slows through Silver Spring. A great shape to the Wilson Bridge this morning with light volume. Now getting up to the Beltway, 210 Indian Head Highway, we now have the extra stop and go. Crash reported near Livingston Road, so that's going to be 210 northbound prior to getting to the Beltway. And for Maryland 95 southbound crash, it's our second crash of the morning near 32. That's cleared. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, pick up some bailout traffic. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Very good looking Friday. Frost advisories will go away this morning. Patchy areas of frost around. Lots of sunshine with high clouds at 69. Tonight, 52. Tomorrow, 71, becoming mostly cloudy. Low pressure going up the coast. Steady rain tomorrow night. Rainy on Sunday, especially in the first half of the day. Some heavy rain, highs in the upper 50s. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 35 in Springfield, 35 in Olney, 46 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Jiffy Lube. The GOP faces a tough job now, passing tax reform by year's end. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
Good morning. It is Friday morning. Yay! Joining us in about 15 minutes, Elizabeth Schultz from the Fairfax County School Board with the decision on the Jeb Stuart High School name change and her view of that. And at 8:35 from the Fox News Channel, it is Brett Baer. I'm Mary Walter. And here is Vince Colonese.
Happy to be joined now by Stephen Moore. He's an economist for the Heritage Foundation, and he's been advising the White House on tax reform. And Steve, it's nice to have you back here on Mornings on the Mall. I want to ask you about what the latest is. When can we expect to actually see a bill?
Well, hi, Mary and Vince. And I think I'm feeling very good about things. I mean, we cleared another big hurdle yesterday when the House passed the budget. So now the money has been allocated for this this tax cut. The Ways and Means Committee right now, which, as we all know, the Constitution says the tax bills have to start in the House. So they're going to put out a bill sometime in, I think, the next week or so. We'll have the actual language of this legislation. And by the way, I've got to say, the one thing I'm very frustrated with Republicans about is here we are, what is this, almost the end of October, and we still don't even have a bill out of Congress. They should have this done in April, not October. But I do think, look, this is going to be a tax cut for 99% of the people who are listening to this show. And I believe it's going to be signed into law on Christmas Eve of this year. And it's going to be the best Christmas present people have had in a long, long time since Reagan was president.
Bob Corker has been fighting with the president of the United States. He's basically telling the president to stay out of this debate now and let Congress handle it. Also, he's concerned that this tax bill could add to the deficit. What do you make of his concerns?
Well, you know, I think it's bad advice for one thing. You know, that's exactly what the Republicans in Congress told Donald Trump on Obamacare repeal. Just, Mr. President, just let us do it. You stay out of it, and you can see where that ended up in a ditch. And that can't happen on this. I think this is an existential moment for the Republican Party. They absolutely have to get this done this year. And now I think that what was your quote about the deficit? Look, you got to grow the economy. You got to get this bill will put millions of people into jobs. It will increase wages and salaries, we estimate, by about $4,000 for the average person listening to this show over the next 4 or 5 years. I mean, that's a big pay raise for people. And if people are making more money, if you bring businesses back from Ireland and Canada and Mexico and China back to the United States, guess what? They start paying taxes here, not over there. I think in the long run, this is going to reduce our debt burden. I think it is going to create a lot of jobs. And Americans haven't had a tax cut for 25 years. It's about time they got one.
Yeah, our mutual friend Larry Kudlow has a beef with all of this concern about the deficit as they formulate this in terms of meeting the requirements of reconciliation. At its core, his concern is like, look, who cares if the parliamentarian approves of this? The vice president of the United States, Mike Pence, as the presiding officer, can overrule the parliamentarian. Are you for that?
Well, I don't think that's necessary. All they have to do is assume that we're going to get 3% economic growth from this tax plan. And by the way, I remember, you know, 9 months ago, a year ago, when I was working for the Trump campaign, and I would debate these liberals. They say Donald Trump is lying to the American people when he says he can get the economy growing at 3%. He's a big fat liar. He lies about everything. Well, guess what? The economy's already growing at 3%. He's only been in office for 9 months, and we haven't passed the tax cut yet. This tax cut, I believe, and I think a lot of very distinguished economists agree, can increase our economic growth rate easily to 3%. And if you get 3% economic growth, guess what? That leads to $1 or 2 trillion more revenues over the next 10 years. So
right.
That's the money that has to be used then to get these tax rates lower. I want to make this point because I think it's so important, because most Americans don't understand this, that we do have the highest tax rates on our businesses of any country in the world. And Trump is right. The rest of the world's laughing at us. I guarantee you, Vince, if we bring these tax rates down from 40% down to 20%, you're going to see a flood of new capital, new jobs.
Yeah, that'll make us more competitive than like 24 other countries or so. Here's Mary.
Yeah, Steve, 20 Republican House members voted against the Senate budget proposal yesterday.
Yep.
More than half of them, 11 of them, were from New York and New Jersey because they're afraid they're not going to be able, their constituents aren't going to be able to deduct their state and local taxes, which in many cases, you're talking more than $20,000 because they're high tax states. How do you get them on board?
Well, first of all, the most unjust provision in the IRS tax code is the allowance of people to deduct their state and local taxes from their federal taxes. It is completely unfair to people who live in Texas, Florida, Utah, Arizona, New Hampshire, and states like that have very low taxes. Why should people in Texas and Tennessee and Utah subsidize the flabby government they have in Albany, New York, or Sacramento, California? It's outrageous. I mean, there's zero income tax in Texas and Florida, and they charge 13.5% in California and New York. And by the way, there is no way in hell that California and New York could get away with charging 13.5% income tax to their citizens, except for the fact that those people get to deduct 40% of it. So the federal taxpayer is subsidizing 40% of the fat, flabby government in those states. I believe what's going to happen at the end of the day, Mary, you heard it first here in WMAL, I think this provision will only apply to people in the top 1% of income. So 99% of people will not even be affected by this.
Wait.
But the richest 1% will be. And you know what? If they don't cut their taxes in New York and California, and you don't move out of that state, then you're an idiot.
Okay, so let's just get this straight. The current negotiations include discussions of taking away the state and local tax deduction only for people in the top 1%.
Well, what I'm saying is that's where it's going to end up. This is one of the things that they're considering, and I think I've been to this rodeo before. I know how this is going to turn out. If they get rid of the state and local tax deduction, it will only apply to people who make over, like, say, $500,000 or $1 million a year. By the way, the liberals are so hypocritical about this. The vast majority of the benefit of this deduction, the mortgage deduction, the charitable deduction, all of those deductions, the vast majority of the people who take advantage of that are rich people. Only one out of three taxes filers today even itemizes their deduction. And don't forget, Mary, because this is a great question you asked me, under the Trump plan, we double the standard deduction. Did you know that, Mary?
But if you're paying $20,000 that you're currently deducting, let's use that as a number, because let's say, because in those states, to be middle class, you're probably upper middle class in other states, so you're paying about $20,000 in state and local taxes that you're deducting. If you tell them, but now you can deduct $4,000, it doesn't make it up.
Hold on, Mary. What's the $20,000? I want to make sure I understand what you're saying. What's this $20,000?
Well, state and local taxes. Look at New Jersey has the highest property taxes in the country.
Well,
people,
why does somebody live in New Jersey then?
But here's the thing. Here's the thing. Isn't our tax code inherently unfair? Why do people who don't have children subsidize other people that have children? So it's an inherently unfair tax system. We subsidize certain activities, certain behaviors in order to get votes. That's what people do. That's what politicians do.
Mary, the whole point of tax reform is to get the government out of the business of subsidizing this and not subsidizing that. We want a low tax rate system where everybody's paying their fair share. I'll tell you another injustice that we should start talking about as conservatives. Did you see what happened last week where George Soros, he took an $18 billion write-off, the single biggest tax loophole in the history of America, $18 billion that he's going to give to left-wing organizations through his massive family foundation. And that is money that's never been taxed. That's not fair either.
Okay.
I want low tax rates, but I want everybody to pay that rate. And right now,
yes,
that's not happening.
I'm just saying, you know, like people who are not paying anything should have to
Steve,
pay.
We've got like literally 10 seconds for this answer. Okay. Are 401ks still on the table in this negotiation?
Anybody with a 401k plan, don't worry that this is just a liberal fiction. We are not getting rid of the deduction of 401ks. Your 401ks are fine. 55 million people have 401ks.
Will you lower the contribution limits?
Maybe slightly, but not by 90%. Maybe just by a tiny amount.
Steve Moore.
I love 401ks.
I know you do. Steve
so
Moore,
much to talk
thank
about.
You so much. This guy's actively involved, which is why we have so many questions.
All right.
Really appreciate it, sir.
Thank you so much. Have a great weekend. It's time to get you to work. Here's WMAL traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right. Virginia, 395 volume as you head past Duke Street toward King Street, but that's really about the thick of it. It's on Seminary Road where we've been struggling this morning, but just about wrapped up with the crash. Seminary Road at 395. Now it's about clearing out those delays that we have in each direction. 66. Just a heads up here, as you come off of the Beltway, it's like an afternoon, we have a westbound delay because of a crash. 66 west at Nutley Street. Still have one lane blocked at the scene of that incident. Eastbound, it's been a little bit better than normal coming out of Manassas toward Fair Oaks. Fair Oaks to Nutley is our slowest stretch. Maryland 95, recovering, yes. Southbound crash at 32, that's been cleared, much better pace. It's Route 100, where we're really struggling still with the accident activity. If you can avoid from I-97, going westbound over to the BW Parkway, that's pretty much slow its length to the crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We have a frost advisory in effect for about another hour until 9 o'clock today. Lots of sunshine with a high of 69. Tonight, clear skies, low of 52. Tomorrow, we have a mix of clouds and sun in the morning, but it's going to get cloudy during the afternoon, a high of 71. And by Sunday, we're going to have mainly cloudy skies, rainy, potential for heavy downfalls, highs in the upper 50s on Sunday. Currently in our nation's capital, it is 46 degrees at 818 on WMAL.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar next Wednesday in Fairfax or Thursday in Bethesda. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative reservoir trust. Free for WMAL listeners. Sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
The motion carries. Thank you.
The motion carries. What motion carries? The motion to change the name of Jeb Stuart High School. And to join us to talk about that right now, Elizabeth Schultz, we welcome her back. Fairfax County School Board member. Thank you so much for joining us again this morning.
Talk about Stephen Moore and subsidizing big government.
Yeah, Elizabeth, they went with exactly the option you didn't want, Justice High School. So sorry about that.
Yes. What an amazing thing that we saw in Lord. Soon are we going to change the name Fairfax County? I cannot explain what happened last night when we had an opportunity three separate times to name a school, which we were told was important, after a person of color. And I voted for every single time for the option to do what they asked to be done, what the NAACP had thought, what the community members have been telling us for 2 years, and instead, we didn't name it after Colonel Mendez, a decorated war hero and a lifelong educator and sixth-year member of the community. We didn't name it after Barbara Rose Johns, whose case ultimately led to Brown versus Board of Education, which Justice Thurgood Marshall, you know, litigated or, you know, made the decision on as a Supreme Court justice. Here we have a situation where we had the perversion of the course of justice. And if you want what you want, it doesn't matter how you change the rules, how you cheat, you can get what you want, is the message we just gave to Fairfax County students. I can't explain it.
Well, on the upside, we think here on Mornings of the Mall, we think you should change the name of the mascot to the Warriors, and then you could be the Justice Warriors. And you just put social in front of it, and you got the whole thing in Social Justice
there,
Warriors.
And there you have it. You know, this is a cartoon, what we just did. Do you understand that we had motions before us last night to honor any of the five recommendations that came forward other than Peace Valley, which is the name of the school, the land that it's on? And the fix was in. I said this 2 weeks ago. I said the next time we come to this table, it won't matter how compelling the arguments are. The fix will be in. And, you know, what I heard from the audience last night was something that is very disturbing. And not actually to me, but I actually heard, you know, somebody who's a pretty compelling person in the community tell one of my colleagues that they were a bad Democrat because they didn't form in lockstep and do what they were told. And the notion now that, you know, there are marching orders somehow that are crafted behind the scenes, and the very thing that this whole thing started for, which was we have to change the name of the school because Jeb Stuart was a Confederate, you know, general, and we have to erase the Confederacy and replace them, you know,
Elizabeth, sorry.
Gold replace them with a person of color. And it doesn't matter because there was something else, some other script written behind the scenes, and they had to follow the script.
You're
bad.
Elizabeth, what did the bad Democrat do, and what should they have done, according to this person?
The bad Democrat voted for all the people of color and didn't vote for the name that came up at the end, which was the concept name. Now, you know, this is the first week I've ever heard in 2 years that we had to vote for a concept word. And this is the other thing.
So why did that happen? Sorry, Elizabeth, just if I could. You've got a bunch of discrete names, specific names that were floated. Why did the consensus decision by the people who voted for this end up being a concept, just justice?
And because you had to separate Thurgood Marshall from justice, I think because of Juan Williams' book, which, you know, highlighted some of the private life dichotomy in Thurgood Marshall from that which he's known as a towering figure in the law. And with everything that's going on in Hollywood, here comes Hollywood again into it.
Also, it kind of seems like the school board was fearful of picking a specific name. They just wanted to pick a concept because it was easier, right?
I don't think that's it. I think they really wanted Thurgood Marshall no matter what. And when it became evident that there could have been a lightning rod association with Thurgood Marshall's personal life, then they said, well, how do we get ourselves out of this? And we'll just separate the justice from the Thurgood Marshall, which is the ultimate injustice. When you violate the rule of law, when you advertise a process to the public for the, I don't know, third or fourth time through this whole thing, and then you say, never mind, we've arrived at the end,
gotcha,
and we're not going to follow any of our process and pick any of it. But we really want Thurgood Marshall, but there's this problem. So we'll separate the justice from it, and then we'll use that, we'll stretch that word to say, well, it's justice for all.
All right.
You know, when you're pulling a line and say, well, the word justice...
Elizabeth, I'm sorry, we'll have to leave it there to see, but I really appreciate you checking in with us again and giving us an update on everything that's changed there, as they now have to change every sign at that school. That'll cost a little bit of money.
Go Warriors!
More subsidizing coming forward.
Thank you, Elizabeth. 8:24 here on WMAL.
This weekend, the SGK Gun Show returns to the Fredericksburg Expo Center at Central Park. Hunters, collectors, sportsmen, visit the Fredericksburg Expo Center for SGK's biggest show ever. Tickets available online at guns-knives.com or at the door. That's the Fredericksburg Gun Show this weekend.
Everyone loves convenience. We all want to shop from home and we don't want any hassle, right? That's why if you're looking to spruce up your home, you need to go to 50floor.com. All you do is you make an appointment and one of their flooring experts will come to your home on your schedule and they bring all the samples with them. So you don't have to schlep from store to store. You can look at samples of carpet, hardwood, laminate, tile, vinyl. They'll help you find the perfect flooring to fit your lifestyle and your budget. You want to talk about more convenience? Installation so easy, they come and they move all of your furniture for you, so no heavy lifting. And during the last few days of this month, you can get that installation for free. So don't spend your time running around looking for the best deal. Schedule an in-home consultation at 50floor.com. And if you use the promo code WMAL, you will get an additional $100 discount. So go to 50floor.com for complete details and licensure information. That discount code, WMAL. It's 50floor.com. It's 8:25, time for WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, let's take it around the region on the Beltway first, inner loop Springfield toward Annandale. Virginia, that's really about the slowest stretch. If you're leaving the Beltway and you're heading westbound 66, crews dealing with the crash, so giving us some unusual westbound delays at Nutley Street, so watch for that activity. Now, Maryland, Beltway topside after 95, right near New Hampshire Avenue toward Colesville Road. Definitely have the stop and go, but nothing reported along the way. Now, we do have a report of a four-car crash here southbound on 270, where we did not have delays before, and now we're stacking up to get you past 109 in the Hyattstown area. Update sponsored by Spot Hero. And finally, here is a way that you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain chances way up tomorrow night into Sunday. Lots of sunshine with high clouds today. Frost advisory covers most this morning, although some of us don't have frost. 69 with that sun this afternoon. Then a rain will start rolling in tomorrow night into Sunday. Maybe some heavy rain. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 46 degrees at 8:26 on WMAL.
Some of Virginia's worst criminals had their rights restored because of Ralph Northam's risky policy. Northam supported the automatic restoration of rights for violent felons and sex offenders, making it easier for them to obtain firearms and serve on juries. One of these felons was a convicted child molester. John Bowen had his rights restored 2 months after being found with one of the largest child pornography collections in Virginia's history. 43 prosecutors, Republicans, Democrats, and independents opposed Ralph Northam's risky policy. Now, Virginia law enforcement is supporting Ed Gillespie for governor. Gillespie has been endorsed by 65 sheriffs, the Virginia Fraternal Order of Police, and the Virginia Police Benevolent Association. Virginia law enforcement knows that Ed Gillespie will get tough on crime and keep your family safe. Ed Gillespie for a safer, stronger Virginia.
I'm Ed Gillespie, candidate for governor, and I paid for and authorized this ad.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and I love this time of year. I really do. Nothing's better than lying in bed on a cool, crisp autumn night and drifting off to a quiet, restful night's sleep. But if you or a loved one have sleep apnea, the sounds of snoring may be echoing throughout the whole house. CPAP is typically used as the first line of treatment for sleep apnea, but studies show up to 50% of people who have a CPAP machine don't even use it. Now there's a silent mask-free treatment option available right here in Washington. It's called Inspire. Inspire is an implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need. Inspire is FDA approved and currently offered at more than 100 leading medical centers across the country. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and find a doctor who can help determine if Inspire is right for you. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away at InspireSleep.com. That's InspireSleep.com.
I'm a salesman. I've pounded the pavement 35 years, literally.
My legs ached, my feet hurt. I heard an advertisement on the radio for the Good Feet Store, and I said, what can I lose?
For over 20 years, we've helped people like Val enjoy their work again without letting their feet get in the way.
What a difference with these arch supports. My name's Val, and that's my Good Feet story.
See what we can do for you with a free personalized arch support fitting at the Good Feet Store.
Rockville Pike in the Wintergreen Plaza or in Vienna at 123 and Park.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owners insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
At our home, winter nights are complicated. Either I end up freezing.
Or I'm sweating.
Hi, I'm Missy Tannen.
And I'm Scott Tannen, founders of Bull & Branch, the world's most comfortable sheets.
And now, we've created the world's first luxury flannel bedding, available for a limited time at bullandbranch.com. Try them risk-free for 30 nights.
Go to bullandbranch.com today for $50 off your first set, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
Coming up on WMAL, it is Brett Baer, and he knows everything, and he's going to tell us everything he knows. It's 8:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. Justice High School is what the Fairfax County School Board has voted to rename the school formerly known as Jeb Stuart High. Supporters say the new name, Justice High, embodies the spirit of those who have fought for equal rights. Board member Sandra Evans introduced the name.
Today we are writing a wrong of the past and a school system that dragged its heels on integration.
The 7-4 vote by the board came after hours of debate last night. So far, no blockbuster revelations in the hundreds of newly released documents on the JFK assassination.
Among the new findings, the CIA considered mafia hits on Cuban President Fidel Castro, and the FBI got a death threat for Lee Harvey Oswald one day before he was killed. Some documents remain classified, possibly to be released in 2018. Clint Hill was a Secret Service agent on the day President Kennedy was killed. He says the data needs to get out.
The more material they hold back, the more suspicious people become that they're hiding something.
I'm John Lawrence reporting.
We could see some pretty messy weather Saturday night and Sunday, forecasters say. National Weather Service meteorologist Ray Martin says rain is likely from late Saturday into Sunday, and temperatures will stay chilly.
They're not going to warm up too much on Sunday, probably staying in the 50s and maybe even dropping back into the 40s as the day goes on. But nothing really unusually cool for October.
And he says it will not get cold enough to snow. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 23,401, the NASDAQ at 65,57. Sports sponsored by LifeLock, an embarrassing blowout loss for the Caps in Vancouver. The Ravens shut out Miami, but Joe Flacco suffers a concussion. The Wizards take on the Warriors tonight, and it's Dodgers-Astros Game 3 tonight in Houston. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAO.
Equifax recently announced a breach of 143 million identities, and you need to take steps to get protection. Be among the millions who trust their identity theft protection to LifeLock. Go to LifeLock.com. Use promo code RISK for 10% off.
Everyone knows the best time to buy a new TV is Black Friday. At the Big Screen Store, Black Friday savings start now. A Samsung 75-inch 4K UHD TV plus a 50-inch TV for just $19.99. Whoa! A 75-inch 4K Samsung and a 50-inch Samsung for $19.99. That's crazy! The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Furnishing that new home theater? We've got comfy cinema seating and home theater furniture in a huge selection of customizable styles and colors. The Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Hey-ho, Larry O'Connor here, and you've been hearing me talk about EMP 180 weight loss since January because, well, my New Year's resolution was to lose weight, and I did it. And as proud as I am for losing weight, the real success for me has been keeping it off. That has been life-changing for me. I'm as healthy as I've ever been right now. I know more about nutrition than I ever have before, and through this EMP 180 journey, I learned that sustained weight loss is all about nutrition. EMP 180 gives you the tools needed to lose the weight, and when you do, they continue to support you so you keep it off. So, if you have weight to lose, I'm talking to you right now. Don't be afraid of failing or losing the weight and putting it right back on. Call EMP 180 and, like me, empower yourself to lose the weight for good. Locations in Tyson's Corner and now in Rockville, emp180weightloss.com, emp180weightloss.com, or give them a call, 855-888-0180. That's 855-888-0180 to schedule your consultation today.
Let us take care of the most important person on your holiday shopping list, you. Introducing the Monumental Gift Shop at MGM National Harbor. Earn gift bucks when you play with your M Life Rewards card. Then redeem them for that luxury watch you've always wanted, the hottest tech toys, and more. Now through November 7th, this is Monumental.
Visit mgmnationalharbor.com/promo for complete rules. Person must be 21. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply. For help, visit ndgamblinghelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Eras. They're defined by accomplishments, by victories, by those with the energy to power a dream. We were America's third largest capital investor in 2016. At NextEra Energy, we're helping ensure that the next energy to power our dreams will be American energy. This is our era. This is America's energy era. Go to NextEraEnergy.com to see how we're investing in America's energy era.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270. We're still with the crash in the Hyattstown area. Four cars involved and have the left lane blocked. So southbound, as you come out of the Frederick area, we did not have any delays. But now, after Route 80 Urbana to get you past 109, the scene of the crash. Again, left side blocked. Now northbound, 270 is fine at the scene of the crash, not causing any rubbernecking delays. A little bit of that sunshine glare catching us on the inner loop in Bethesda, and again, inner loop through College Park, so watch for that. On the top side, outer loop, just after 95 and around past Colesville Road for a heavy stop and go. Route 100, here's the scoop. We've had a long-standing crash. Westbound 100 as you come up to the BW Parkway. They're still working on clearing that completely. Virginia 66, westbound at Nutley Street. That's where we have the crash. I'm looking at it. Tow truck's there. So hopefully that'll be cleared shortly. So as you come off the beltway to Nutley, stay to the right. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clear sky with high clouds this morning. Sun and high clouds this afternoon. Most advisories will go away this morning. 69 this afternoon. Tonight, 52. Tomorrow, 71 with increasing clouds. Rain coming in tomorrow night. Sunday, cloudy, rainy, maybe some gusty winds. Maybe some heavy rain, highs in the upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 32 in Manassas, 38 in Waldorf, 46 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
All right, good morning. 8:37 here on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Here on Mornings on the Mall, we're happy to bring aboard Brett Baer right now of the Fox News Channel on Special Report. Brett, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Nice to have you. By the way, I want to congratulate you. Your ratings are, like, through the roof.
Wow. Thanks. It's been a busy time. There's a lot to cover.
It's a credit to you. Special Report, great show. And, you know, lately, as you said, there's been a lot to talk about. I'm very struck by everything that went down Wednesday, though, specifically, because as we kind of go back on this week and we look at the things that are happening with the Justice Department, there was a gag order that was lifted, apparently, at President Trump's behest on an FBI informant who had details about uranium in Russia and the Obama administration. And then also we're finding out now that the FBI is now, after months of stonewalling Congress, actually going to send documents by next week related to the dossier. What do we make of all of this?
Well, it's significant. And if you think about how this story has evolved, The FBI part of it is really a big question. When it comes to the dossier, you know, the funding of it, we now know, was from the DNC and the Hillary Clinton campaign. And while, you know, a Republican group hired Fusion GPS to do some Oppo research early. The actual hiring of Christopher Steele, the British national who deals with the Russians, happens after the Clintons and the Democrats start funding Fusion GPS on that front. Okay, so then the FBI gets involved, and the FBI, there's some kind of funding mechanism there, and they're using that document. And what we learn is that they are using it to make the case for in front of a FISA court for wiretaps or for surveillance. Okay, so then you fast forward, and there's all these stories about unmasking of that surveillance, the names that are then, you know, they're taken from that intelligence. The person who makes the hundreds of requests is Samantha Power, the U.S. ambassador to the U.N. Now, she denies up on Capitol Hill a couple weeks ago that it was her who made the requests, even though they were under her name. The thing, you have to unwind it. And I think that we are starting to get more details, and this investigation is going to speed up now that the FBI is producing documents.
The Democratic Party's kind of had a weird defense of all of this week. First, you had the New York Times accusing the Clinton lawyer, Mark Elias, of lying to them. And then now DNC, the head of the DNC, Tom Perez, saying he didn't know anything about this, but also saying it's just opposition research. Who cares? How are the Democrats handling all of this?
Well, I mean, not only Tom Perez, you had Debbie Wasserman Schultz saying she didn't know anything about it. You have John Podesta with the Hillary Clinton campaign saying he didn't know anything about it. We have... I don't think there's been one Democrat yet who said, yes, we definitely knew what was going on. But except for the lawyer who was working on it, who says that that's where the funding was coming from.
But if the Washington Post reports, as they did this week, that the DNC and the Clinton campaign were spending money specifically on this project, then how come nobody in either one of those camps knows about it?
Well, I think that that is a question that you have to keep asking and get to the bottom of. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not a small amount of money. It's millions of dollars. And, you know, there's a group that's filed an FEC complaint saying that, you know, they listed those charges as legal services. Listen, I think there's a lot of questions here. And for the folks who say that this is all a diversion and really takes away from the true investigation and Bob Mueller, I think that this whole thing is a big deal. And the fact that you have the Wall Street Journal editorial page saying Mueller should resign, the Wall Street Journal editorial page, not exactly a, you know, Trump supporter all the time, I think it's pretty amazing.
I'd like to talk about the Uranium One deal. The New York Times confirmed that as the Russians were assuming control of Uranium One between 09 and 13, Canadian records show that cash made its way to the Clinton Foundation to the tune of over $2 million from Uranium One's chairman's family foundation. So very hard to follow. Why are none of these things more important and getting more press than they currently are? Is it just because there's just so much?
Yeah, I mean, there's so much. It's like drinking from a fire hose of information, and you have to explain it, and it doesn't all fit on a bumper sticker. You know, so we did, when Peter Schweitzer's book, Clinton Cash, came out, we did an hour special on all of these connections. And, I mean, you could Google it. It's called Tangled Web, I think, was the title of the hour. But you could do Clinton Cash video, and you can see the stories. Now, we did that and put it all out there, and it takes a while to unwind, but all the evidence and details are there. The Clintons obviously said that that was not... that was not accurate. You're making jumps about you know, what that money was for. But there's no doubt that the people who were part of these companies, after the deals went through, donated a lot of money in the tunes of tens of millions of dollars to the Clinton Foundation. Not, you know, let alone the former president speaking at $500,000 a pop for different elements of this story.
Well, this is just incredible stuff. If I could, I'd like to kind of move on into tax reform, because now we've got this big vote yesterday with the House going ahead and approving the Senate budget resolution. This means that, as Paul Ryan said, this is going to get tough. This is where all the lobbyists start invading Capitol Hill, and we could have an actual bill soon, which many people want to see. Well, do you have any sense of when we can expect a text?
Yeah, I think they're going to roll out on November 1st with their initial markup. And so then that starts the process of the horse trading, you know, what stays in, what goes out. But I do sense, having been up on Capitol Hill yesterday and talking to a bunch of folks, that there is a momentum that Republicans believe they need a W so bad on this that there may be some greased tracks to get it moving. That's not to say there aren't going to be some bumpy points on specifics, but I do think that you know the possibility of before the end of the year is much more real today than it was weeks ago.
What, in your view, amounts to a greased track? What are the things they can do?
Well, I mean, they can agree. They can agree that the numbers, they're going to trust the dynamic scoring and that they're going to grow their way and buy into the administration's take on the numbers and how they add up. I think there are a lot of Republicans up there concerned about, you know, deficit and debt spending that eventually is going to come back and bite the country.
Yeah, that's why Bob Corker is in part fighting the president this week, in addition to his temperament, but saying he doesn't want to add anything to the deficit here.
Yeah, and I mean, that's legitimate. I think that the push is more on the Art Laffer side, the supply side up there now.
Yeah, we'll see if they go with dynamic scoring to get this all to work. Thank you, Brett. By the way, your show, again, congratulations on the ratings, because it's sort of an oasis of objective journalism in the afternoon. And as you said, you've been on a lot of these stories for much longer than the rest of the press. I appreciate that.
Well, thanks, guys. Have a good weekend.
Congratulations. It's 8:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And good morning, Maryland. 270 southbound. We now have a delay in the Hyattstown area. The crash, four cars involved. Southbound 270 after 109. It was blocking the left lane. They just moved the cameras around here. Looks like they're trying to get everything over to the right shoulder. So 270 south between Urbana and Hyattstown. That's where we're bogged down. If you're joining on 270 from Clarksburg, 121, you're beyond all the activity. And then you just have a brief delay in Rockville. Heads up on the Beltway in Bethesda on the outer loop after Old Georgetown Road. Crash in the left lane. Still there. Inner loop into that Sun Glare as you come around from 270 toward Connecticut Avenue. Now Virginia, 66. Watching this off the Beltway, slowing westbound to Nutley Street. Crash is still in the left lane, but now they have the vehicle up on the tow truck, so hopefully clearing soon. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad of a looking Friday. Milder air and rain by tomorrow night, and it looks like a rainy Sunday. Clear sky with high clouds this morning. Sun and high clouds this afternoon. Frost advisories will go away this morning. 69 this afternoon. Tonight, 52. Tomorrow, 71 with increasing clouds. Rain coming in tomorrow night. Sunday, cloudy, rainy, maybe some gusty winds. Maybe some heavy rain. Highs in the upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 46 degrees at 8:46 on WMAL.
Consumers want easy-to-find calorie information and plenty of choices when enjoying their favorite treats. That's why America's Chocolate and Candy Companies are providing consumers with more options in smaller pack sizes with front-of-pack calorie labels. Learn more at alwaysatreat.com.
It's getting hot in here, so take off all your clothes.
All right, we have to tell you. These anchors on these news shows, a lot of these news shows will do certain challenges, you know. So the latest thing is the Pocky One Chip Challenge.
What?
And a group of a morning show anchors in Denver, and we're never doing this, by the way, Vince. We're not doing these dopey challenges.
No, nothing zany here.
Hashtag One Chip Challenge. So it's a promotion by tortilla chip maker Pocky to promote their Carolina Reaper Madness chip. And we talked about the Carolina Reaper. It is boasted as the world's hottest pepper ever. And you can't eat it just as the pepper. You can only eat it. It can only be sold mixed with other things, because if you eat it by itself, it can really do some serious damage. Here are the anchors being told the side effects of this pepper.
Heavy breathing, enhanced sinus functions, and impaired vision from heat-induced tears. Fear the Reaper and consider yourself
warned.
We're
going to eat this.
I love that guy's voice. So they proceed, and this is sold in a tortilla, you know, like a little a triangle-shaped box with literally one chip in it. Uh-oh. One chip for you to try to eat and eat the entire chip. So it's a five-person team. They played the disclaimer, as you heard. And so they take a bite. And, you know, the one woman, her name is Natalie Tisdale. She took a picture with it, a selfie, and the whole bit to post on Facebook and social media. And here's what happened.
Oh, come on. You guys are overreacting. Did you eat the whole chip?
Yeah, I had the whole chip. That's why it's called a chip challenge.
Oh, you look fine.
I've got hiccups now. I get hiccups when I eat something hot. I gotta go home. Oh,
here's a good thing. There's only 10 calories.
Oh, Natalie's losing her breath. Oh, Natalie threw up. Ooh, this is going very poorly, folks.
Oh, Natalie threw up.
Clean up on aisle. Someone get her help, please.
The key is to mock her as it's happening.
You would so mock me. You so would mock me, and justifiably so, as I would mock you.
Oh, Mary threw up, everybody. Somebody
clean
get
up an aisle, too.
That poor girl. She's like yakking on set. And they're like, whoa, isn't that zany?
I thought I was okay until I had a drink of my coffee to wash down the chip. I threw up. I couldn't breathe. And it felt like fire was coming out of my mouth, my nose, and my ears. An hour later, I had chills and a massive headache. 3 hours have gone by. Yeah. I feel like I was beat up in a dark
yak it up, fellas.
849 on WMAL.
If you had any idea how absolutely insane the stock market is.
Unconventional wisdom is sweeping the nation. And you are next. The Del Wamsley Show, Sundays at 2 on WMAL.
It's the 10-day Genyeso warehouse clearance event. Now's the last chance that Chamonix will double your Genyeso order absolutely free. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and you know that Genyeso is the natural plant stem cell treatment with advanced peptides. It gets rid of those annoying bags and the puffiness under your eyes. Plus, with Genyeso's immediate effects, you're going to see amazing results in just 12 hours. Call now. Get double your order of Genyeso free. Genyeso is backed by the best customer service in the business and an ironclad 60-day 100% money-back guarantee. But check it out. Chamonix wants to give you so much more. Call now. You'll get a 2-month supply of the legendary deep firming serum also free. Call in the next 20 minutes and get a free 2-month supply of Esotique RF, Chamonix's most popular wrinkle treatment free. That's 4 free gifts. Call 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720, or go to Genyeso.com. Double your Genyeso order. Get the deep firming serum, Esotique, and a surprise luxury gift free for a limited time. Order now and shipping is free. 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Why do people cheat? Well, it's a question as old as relationships themselves. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Most of the time when someone cheats on their partner, it's not on a whim. It's because of underlying issues that haven't been addressed. Perhaps there's disagreement on money, sex, major life changes. If you don't communicate about these things, it can sometimes lead to infidelity. But how do you know when it's time to go to couples therapy before it's too late? Well, licensed therapist Ian Kerner says couples should seek therapy long before they think they need to. It can be helpful to have an objective third party listen, mediate the discussion, and offer some advice on better communication and conflict resolution. Of course, finding the right therapist for you is going to be key. And you may be able to schedule a quick phone call before actually going in for that appointment. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
What if hiring could be easier, less time-consuming, with more qualified candidates and faster results? What if hiring could be smarter? Thanks to ZipRecruiter, it can be. With one click, post your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards so you don't spend time wondering where the right candidates are searching. Then ZipRecruiter uses its smart matching technology to scan millions of active resumes and notify the most qualified candidates to apply for your job. And the ZipRecruiter dashboard makes it easy to review, rate, and contact candidates all in one place. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. ZipRecruiter makes it simple for growing businesses of all sizes to hire the right people, no matter the industry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you the results you need. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/build. That's ZipRecruiter.com/build. ZipRecruiter.com/build.
I'm an architect.
I'm a doctor.
Music producer.
I'm an accountant.
We're business owners.
When I found out that I could download big files.
Really big files.
Huge files.
CAD files.
X-rays.
Cloud files.
Audio files.
Zip files.
In seconds.
Not minutes.
In seconds.
And that all my employees.
With all their devices.
Would have more than enough bandwidth.
I said, wow.
Wow.
Boom.
Sign me up.
That's a dream come true.
Introducing Gig Speed from Comcast Business. With download speeds up to 20 times faster than what most people have. Tons of bandwidth for everything your business does every day. And an affordable price. It's a small business owner's dream.
Now, I'm dreaming gig.
Really, really gig.
Comcast is building the largest gig speed network in the country. Now more small businesses in more places can dream gig. Comcast Business. Built for business. Visit dreamgig.com to learn more. Restrictions apply. May not be available in all areas. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed.
The One-on-One Financial Radio Show with Mark Zamperini. Sundays from 8 to 9 a.m. here on WMAL.
We've been helping people for a long time. A lot of ideas for people that can collect Social Security.
Right.
They don't know much about it. And so we like to work with them one-on-one. We bring them in the office and we talk to them about what they've accumulated, what they want to accumulate, what they want to do. That's how we try to help them.
That's the One-on-One Financial Radio Show with Mark Zamperini. Sundays from 8 to 9 a.m. here on WMAL.
It's fall. Time to gear up and get ready at Cabela's Big Buck Days. Save 10% on Winchester Super X rifle ammo, plus get a $2.50 mail-in rebate. Save 20% on Cabela's Silent Suede apparel for the whole family. And save 25% on select in-stock auto, ATV, and UTV gun storage accessories. Plus get $40 in Cabela's bucks with purchase of Vortex Diamondback rifle scopes. Come to Cabela's Big Buck Days in-store and at Cabela's.com.
8:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes. First on the fives, and Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. And have a fantabulous weekend, Jamie.
Weekend. You too. Thank you so much. And now we are cruising, or trying to now that the accident's gone. 66 in the westbound direction gave us delays back to the Beltway to Nutley Street, but they've just released all the lanes. So seeing some improvement the closer you get to Nutley Street. So hang in there. On the eastbound side of 66, wonderful through Gainesville, Manassas, Centerville, not seeing any delay there. Friday light in our favor. Eastbound beyond, we do have the volume Fair Oaks toward Nutley Street, and then briefly westbound, and actually east and west in Falls Church, slowing. The culprit for the Maryland Beltway delays in Bethesda, the incident is going to be Outer Loop after Old Georgetown Road, still blocks the left lane, and 270 late delays southbound past 109 had the four-car crash along the left side. Update sponsored by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Suffering from knee or back pain? Well, call 800-888-KNEE and learn how a comfortable, nearly invisible brace can solve your pain. 90% satisfaction rating. 800-888-KNEE. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
May not be frost for all, but most under frost advisories through mid-morning. We'll go through today with sunshine, a few high clouds, 69. Dry day tomorrow, then rain starts rolling in tomorrow night. We may have some heavy rain tomorrow night into at least a part of Sunday with some gusty winds. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, it's 49 degrees at 8:56 on WMAL.
I'm Eric Ortiz, and I work for Comcast. I've been deployed 3 times, 2 to Iraq and 1 to Afghanistan. It's good to be back home with my family and see my kids, because I've missed them beyond words can comprehend. Comcast told me before I left, take care, be safe. Your job is here when you come back, so don't worry about that. They even gave me my same van back. I was like, yes, because I'm very meticulous when it comes to keeping my stuff straight and my van was in pristine condition. You know, I love my job because I'm a people person and I like helping people. I think that's what we're all here for. We're here to help in some way, shape, or form. We're here to change something.
At Comcast, we're grateful to our nation's military for their dedicated service. And we're honored to have reservists like Eric on our team. That's why we've hired more than 13,000 members of the military community since 2010. Comcast.
MS-13 is terrorizing Northern Virginia communities. Yet liberal Dante Tanner wants to create sanctuary cities that could put dangerous illegal immigrants into our communities and put families at risk. Dante Tanner is wrong for Virginia. Tim Hugo will stop the creation of sanctuary cities and continue to fight for a stronger, safer Virginia. Keep Tim Hugo working for our community. Vote Tim Hugo for delegate on November 7th.
Paid for and authorized by Friends of Tim Hugo.
It's time to join the millions of people using Zoom video conferencing. Turn any size conference room, huddle room, or executive office into a Zoom room with flawless HD video, crystal clear audio, and instant wireless sharing. It'll even work with your existing hardware. Start your meetings with a single touch or use Zoom's new voice command feature. Hey Zoom, start meeting. Huddle happy. Visit Zoom.us to set up your free Zoom room trial today. That's Zoom.us. Zoom video conferencing.
The stock market has hit an all-time high more than 35 times so far this year. What will it do next? And what should you do about it with your investments? Hi, I'm Rick Edelman, host of The Rick Edelman Show. Don't let the stock market determine whether you can retire or stay retired. I invite you to our fun and informative seminar, Preparing for Retirement, to show you how you can get the most from your IRAs and retirement accounts, in Social Security benefits, and by handling your beneficiary designations correctly. These three strategies can help you enjoy a secure and financially successful retirement. You can choose from seminars in Fairfax, Reston, and Leesburg the week of October 30, weeknights at 7, Saturday at 11. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Hey Vince, coming up on Monday on Mornings on the Mall. Well, we're going to have a wrap-up of Sunday night's game, obviously, against a big game against the Cowboys, a must-win, fighting for second place right behind those Eagles.
Yeah.
And, of course, 115th matchup of the Cowboys and the Redskins.
You know everything about sports.
I try.
Chris Plant. You
must
ready,
be
sir?
From New Jersey or something.
You must
have a bunch of brothers or something like that. I don't know.
Bingo on both spots.
Mark Halperin is on the ground being kicked by us right now.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 610.